feel I'm riding along.
Oh yeah.
Singing the same old cowboy song.
Good morning, y'all.
That's been sung 100 times before.
You're waking up to Rosie on the house. And we're glad you are. We're going to make you glad you are as well. What a great Arizona Saturday morning. Let it roll, Mike. Let it roll. Yeah. Doesn't that want to put just a little skip in your step? Isn't that a great way to wake up? Oh, man. That sure beats that alarm, doesn't it? Good morning, y'all. Let's start today by giving out some great, big, great, great, huge, gimungous congratulations to our flagship station, KTAR, who pretty well organized like a monster event this past week in the Phoenix Children's Hospital Giveathon. Those of you local listeners are probably keyed up and are aware of what got done. It was the Champions of Hope campaign, and with all of your generosity and all of KTAR's background support. You can't believe the amount of work that goes into pulling off something like this. I mean, just the technological equipment that has to be translocated down there, and the phone banks and the microphones and all that equipment, all the broadcast equipment, all gets set up down there. There's a constant parade of people providing food and refreshments, a constant stream of volunteers coming in and out, manning the phone banks, a constant effort to recruit the sponsors to support the entire event, and of course you who participate in the Giveathon. Record-setting, almost $1.5 million raised for Phoenix Children's Hospital. That makes it the second largest children's hospital fundraising campaign in the entire country. Thank you very much. So again, let's give a round of applause and congratulations to all of you, the listeners, and your extreme generosity, and the entire staff at KTAR and all they did to put that thing together. That's not an overnight event. It takes months to put something like that together. So for the kids, right, that children's hospital is a beacon of hope. In walking the halls and distributing the bears and meeting the patients, you literally meet patients that come in from all over the globe for specialized treatment that's available only at Phoenix Children's Hospital. So it's a beacon of hope for children around the world. It's right here in our community, and thank you for supporting it. All right, we've got a couple things going on here today, a lot of things going on. We want to talk about a contest that we're going to run here in the 7 o'clock hour. In the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be talking about landscaping and gardening. 9 o'clock hour will be open hours. And 10 o'clock hour, we'll be talking about everything creepy and crawly. That's right, we'll be talking about bugs. We want to talk about termites. We want to talk about the mutant lice that have now been found in Arizona. We want to talk about scorpions. We want to talk about bugs, roaches, crickets, critters that are creeping and crawling in, about, and around your house, home, castle, or cabin. We've got the experts from Blue Sky Pest Control coming in at 10. So stay tuned. We'll be covering things homeowners can do themselves to try and eliminate and turn down the insect population on their property. All right. We're getting a lot of positive comments on the 7 o'clock hour. A lot of that revolves around the almanac format of the show. And we'd like to run a little contest this morning. The contest will require you to call in.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Yes, we only have a couple affiliates that pick up this hour, but if you're one of the savvy listeners who knows to navigate to one of those affiliates and you are streaming, you do qualify. Just know you are on a little bit longer delay than if you were listening on terrestrial radio, because it goes to the internet and the processing and blah, 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 blah. So program that number, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, and get ready to call with.
We're going to give two Diamondback tickets away for the game on August 27th. They're great seats. And what we'd like to know from you, the Arizona listener, is we'd like to know your best summer Arizona family staycation story. Okay, so what we'll do is we'll collect these stories over the course of the next hour. Everyone who calls in and submits a story will put their name in a hat, and we'll pull at the end of the hour the winner for those two tickets, Diamondback game, August 27th. Here's what we want to know. We want to know, in your staycation this summer in Arizona with your family, was it a new location that you were exploring under the adventure spirit that you'd never been to before to uncover the layers of history and interest of a particular area? Or was it a traditional location, the same little camp spot that you and your parents used to go to that you're taking your kids to today?
There's no right answer.
No right answer.
We just want to know, what'd you do?
We want to know what, where, when, how, and why of your Arizona staycation. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Those that call in, tell the story, will be able to put your name in a hat and draw out a winner at the end of the hour for those two Diamondback tickets.
And when you say good seats, this is Section N, which is up against the grass, row 13, so you're only 13 rows off the grass, and Section 7. So you are between third base and home plate where they come sliding in, and you're right above the opposing team's dugout. Great seats.
There should be lots of good calls for this, where there's so many cool things to do in Arizona. Did you hear about this poll that Doug Ducey's doing?
I didn't.
He's spending $250,000 to poll people outside the state to see what they think of Arizona.
Oh yeah.
Because right now we don't hold a great reputation.
You don't
people think of dirt, they think of hot, they think of some of the things they've said is just older.
Seriously?
Retired.
Mm-hmm. So is that some of the results of the early poll, or is that just your assumptions?
No, it's here in the article.
Really?
Yeah, that's just they're looking for a new motto. One suggestion is warm weather, warm hearts. So but you know, every time we make the news it's usually something not so great. So we want to know what you love about Arizona, too.
Let us know what you love about Arizona. What you think we could get in on a piece of that grant if we give Ducey some information?
I think he should use our show to promote Arizona across, you know, Arizona's happy place. We do have one.
Yeah, we have lots of them. We really do. So give us a ring and let us know your family staycation story from this summer. 1-888-767-4348. It was a great week to get away and get up to the high country and get to the little bit cooler country. You know, this week the weather really made the news. It was the sixth longest hot streak on record for Phoenix.
How long was it?
It was 4 days and 21 hours above 90 degrees. And you know,
That doesn't sound hot enough. Above 90?
Yeah, the lowest temperature ever got.
That's
was 90. So it never got below 90 degrees for 4 days and 21 hours. The longest that stretch has ever lasted is just a few years ago in 2012. We went 1 week never going below 90.
That's when the summer gets long, when you can't even cool off in the morning.
You know, when you walk out on the back patio with a cup of coffee and the newspaper or your reading material to sit out on the back patio, and you've got to jump in the pool first or turn the misting system on or turn the fans on.
You go back inside.
It's, you know, it almost kind of puts you in a bad mood all day when it's 94 degrees at 5:30 in the morning. The sun's not even up and it's above 90 degrees. So we just set the sixth longest hot weather streak in the Phoenix metro area just this past week. A great excuse, a great reason. I know some of you that probably took, you know, when school's getting ready to start, a lot of time you're cramming that last little trip in. A lot of people were cramming the trip in when they were jumping up and joining us at the Crawfish Festival up in Bison Ranch, and then we had a nice little cool weather stint then, come back and then get started in school. I don't know why they start school so early. Well, you know, back when I have a birthday coming up end of August, and as a kid growing up, if I would have had to be in school on my birthday, that would have just been like the low point of the entire year for me. I always knew I got my birthday, and then it was like another week or 10 days before school started.
Well, it's twofold. It's working parents, and they're trying to create a year-round school. And then also it kind of works well here because then you get a bigger break in the fall. So Carol has like a 5-day break in late September, you know, so then when it's a little bit nicer outside, then you can get outside and do something else or get away for a couple of days.
Well, I'll have to say that is one thing I don't understand about the school system, because it seems like every day our girl goes to school, she comes back home with another half day for this or a half day for that or a day off for this or a day off for that. I don't remember any of that growing up.
No, I mean, we had maybe one a semester. It's a lot.
I think teacher conferences were all at night after school. I don't know. Anyway, that's off the subject. But while we're on weather, the other part about this is that January through June, the first 6 months of this year, were the warmest recorded 6 months ever for the entire globe. Interesting, huh?
You were telling me some extreme weather. Was that India that was 160?
It was actually in Iran. It was a 115-degree temperature with a 90-degree dew point that made the effective temperature feel like 165 degrees.
I saw that in the paper, and those poor gals are dressed from head to toe, just draped in all that material.
That might be the reason they are, though. That might be the reason they are. When you're maintaining your 98.6 body temperature inside to repel the 165 degrees,
you think it's cooler? All right.
It might be cooler underneath all those clothes than without it. But we have a particular El Nino developing that looks like it's not just going to be a nice El Nino. They're predicting it to be a significant El Nino. Now, what this means to Arizona is that in technical talk, we have a 70% to 80% probability of near or above normal precipitation this coming winter. We've had 15 El Niños since 1950. Four of them were significant. A significant El Niño will generally produce about 135 inches of snow in northern Arizona. That's twice what we got last year. That's a significant El Niño that they're saying we should see this winter. The record was in 1972 when I was a sophomore at Chaparral High School. We got 210 inches of snow. And when I read that, I finally remembered why I couldn't remember anything about my sophomore year.
Because you were not in school.
I got new skis that year, and I spent the entire school year at the Snow Bowl. More when we get back at Rosie on Ask. Let us hear about your Arizona staycation at 1-888-767-4348.